The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, hundreds of people gathered outside Leinster House this afternoon calling for justice for Yves Sekilla, the man who died following an incident on Henry Street in Dublin last Friday. And our chief reporter, Barry White, was at the protest and joins us now. Barry, thank you for joining us. Tell us how you got on and what happened.
Hi, Ciara. Good afternoon. Yeah, look, between 400 and 500 people attended the protest on the Merrion Square side of Leinster House this afternoon. A number of speakers from the Congolese and wider African community addressed the crowd, expressing outrage over what happened and calling for justice and a full and independent investigation. As we now know, 35-year-old Yves Sekilla was detained and security guards on one of the capital's busiest shopping streets last Friday in connection with an alleged shoplifting incident. He later became unresponsive and was pronounced dead. Video footage of the incident has also been widely shared on social media. And addressing the crowd this afternoon, Meath County Councillor Yemi Adenuga spoke to protesters.
We're asking our government for 5 key things that must be done. Yes. 1, investigation fully and transparently.
What was his name? Yves Sekilla.
2, reform Garda training on racial bias, independent oversight, and real accountability, not box ticking. What was his name?
Yves Sekilla.
3, legislate against excessive force in civilian detention. What was his name?
Yves Sekilla.
4, end the dehumanizing rhetoric. Politicians must be held to account for language that creates the conditions for violence. What was his name?
Yves Sekilla.
And 5, protect black and ethnic minorities, all of our lives, equally under Irish law, in practice and not just on paper. What was his name?
Yves Sekilla.
Extremely powerful speech there, Barry. You also spoke to the solicitor representing Mr. Sekilla's family.
Yeah, Ciara, the family solicitor today said Mr. Sekilla died over a bottle of perfume. John Cullen, who represents the family, was speaking at a press conference in Boswell's Hotel, organised by members of the Congolese and African communities, alongside anti-racism groups. Now, Mr. Cullen said he had concerns about several aspects of the case, including the Garda investigation, the role of the coroner, and the office of the state pathologist.
I'm concerned effectively about the executive in this case. I'm concerned about whether there will be an effective, transparent investigation into this death, whether there will be the preservation of evidence, whether the preservation of CCTV footage, of phone and electronic records, of witness testimony and so forth. The family members were not able to give me really any very specific or granular information about that. And so I wrote yesterday to Angola Shikon in Store Street, and I asked them if the requisite and effective level of inquiry, police inquiry, had been started into what is prima facie this unlawful killing. And I also asked them if there had been any medical, any post-mortem.
Okay. Barry, Gardaí also issued an update on the investigation today.
Yeah, they did. Gardaí issued a renewed appeal for witnesses to come forward. They're particularly appealing to anyone who was on Henry Street between Moore Street and Coles Lane between 5 p.m. and 25 past 5 last Friday evening. Investigators have also gathered CCTV footage as well as video shared on social media. Gardaí also confirmed that a post-mortem examination has been completed, although the results are not being released at this time for what they described as operational reasons. They added they're continuing to engage with the man in his 80s who was also injured during the incident last Friday. Meanwhile, Ciara, I got speaking to a man at the protest today. He's a friend of Yves Sekilla's. He was telling me that he has known him for decades, went to school with him. But interestingly, this man also works as a security guard in Dublin City Centre, he told me. Now, he says after watching the video, he thought that the security guards did act heavy-handed. But he also told me that he faces abuse, threats and racism every day working as a security guard. He says he understands that security guards have a really tough job. He's told me that he has people starting fights with him almost every week. And he also has people spitting on him and giving him racist abuse. So he while he wants justice for his friend, he was also adamant that he knows that security guards have a very tough job.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is our chief reporter there, Barry White.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.